Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen. I just wanted to get a show out really quickly before we hit spring break for me here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am going to be out of town, so there will be one show next week. It's been pre-recorded. It's going to be something a little bit different. I know the past two summers we've done two very kind of different things. The first year we had the International Football Series. I thought that was a pretty cool series that we did. And then, of course, last year we did the Fan Project series where we talked about different people's fandoms, because that was kind of interesting. This year I wanted to focus on a specific position group, so it's going to be safeties this year. I thought that might be kind of fun to teach myself how to watch all 22 tape and learn a bit more about the safeties in the NFL. We'll be talking about a safety today in our news segment. But that will drop at some point during the middle of next week, so that should be a good thing to listen to get you through your week while I am on vacation, and then we'll be back the next week with hopefully at least two shows on free agency, which will kick off the day I get back. So a lot of busy times coming up here on the pod. Just that's a quick disclaimer early on. We'll have these three shows this week, one show next week, then two shows, then probably a show the week after that, and then we'll go dark for probably a week or two, and then we'll come back in mid-April to start kind of talking a bit more about the draft, which will be April 23rd, and then the offseason really hits for us. So all that is good. Today, the reason I wanted to get on is because there's been an NFL news dump, as there usually is on Friday. All this news just kind of gets spewed into the atmosphere, and I wanted to just talk about everything. First off, Trent Williams has been allowed to now seek a trade with another NFL football team. This comes after a long while of negotiation with the Washington Redskins, and finally they are letting Trent Williams kind of exit the building. I think Williams would be an excellent addition to any NFL team. I don't know what he's worth at this point. A first rounder seems a little bit high, especially if it's in that top 10. If you're in the top 10 and you think you can get one of these tackles that are raved about so highly, then I would suggest going out and drafting a tackle in that first six or seven if you have that opportunity, over trading one of those picks for Trent Williams. I think the draft is always a great way to get guys kind of over aging free agents, but I do think Trent Williams might have one or two really good Hall of Fame kind of years left in him, and after some time off, I think that'll just rejuvenate him. I think he has the chance to become one of the best tackles in the NFL again, so it should be super fun to watch. I think Trent Williams is a guy that is definitely going to make noise this offseason, whether that be through a trade or however things end up playing out with the Redskins. A few potential locations, the Jets and the Browns, although those two teams might be able to stick where they are in the draft and get tackles. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, the Raiders are being lightly connected to Marcus Mariota. I think this information's really interesting because, to me, it denotes that they don't necessarily 100% believe they are going to get Tom Brady, and they are looking at kind of backup options, and Mariota would be just that. He'd be a backup behind Derek Carr, and I don't think that's a great option for the Raiders, to be quite honest with you. I think Mariota is not a guy that you can depend on even to be a Tannehill-style backup, because he just hasn't shown it throughout his career, and he's injury-prone. There are just so many issues with Marcus Mariota that I don't know why you would try to give him even a semi-big contract to be your backup. And hopefully, if he signed with the Vegas Raiders, they would give him a pretty big discount, because he is not the kind of guy that I'd want to give more than, shoot, maybe even $10 million to. I feel like that's kind of the cap that I would put on Marcus Mariota as far as value-wise in dollars for free agency. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I think that Mariota in Las Vegas, that just ends up being a disaster. Poor Derek Carr is basically on his way out no matter what. I think they'd be much better off drafting a quarterback and trading some assets to move up to draft a quarterback that they want than sign Marcus Mariota. So I think their first option is they obviously want Tom Brady, but if that's not the case, then I think they would really consider heavily going for a quarterback within the draft class. And that brings us to our penultimate point here. Austin Eckler has signed a deal within the same division as the Raiders, the AFC West, with the Chargers. Austin Eckler, a four-year, $24 million deal. Great deal for Austin Eckler. He's not being overpaid, I don't think. I think that this is a good move by the Chargers. He performed best when Melvin Gordon wasn't there. The reports are Melvin Gordon is leaving for sure. And I think that if Austin Eckler gets a majority of the workload, he will be a great starting caliber NFL running back. And I think a guy that you can build an offense kind of around as a carries guy, and a guy who is excellent as a receiving back as well. Austin Eckler is a fantastic running back altogether, and I think one of the best running backs available in this free agency class. So it's good that they got the deal done with him. Obviously, he was a restricted free agent, so would have taken a little bit more time to get him onto the open market. But the Chargers get a deal done with Austin Eckler. It's a good deal. And I'm excited to see what they do on offense this year, because I think, obviously, with a new quarterback, it's going to look a ton different. But it's obviously good when you have a solid running back that you can kind of build the squad around. Finally, I want to talk briefly about free agent HaHa Clinton Dix of the Chicago Bears. And man, I was just doing some safety study today, and he came across my feed while I was watching Justin Simmons. I went down a rabbit hole, watched about three HaHa Clinton Dix games. And man, he's maybe not the best safety in the league anymore, and I don't think he ever was, but he is not a detriment, and he's a good safety and a good player, and it does sound like the Chicago Bears are going to let him walk. So I don't quite understand that move from the Bears, to be honest with you. Their defense really declined last year, but I thought their safety play between Eddie Jackson and HaHa Clinton Dix was really what stood out on tape for them. They lacked much of a pass rush. Khalil Mack seemed to regress a little bit. I just think it hurts the Bears to let one of your best defensive players go, especially when the team struggled with defense last year. I don't think it's a prudent move, and I really disagree with it. Well, anyways, that's all the time we have for today. I know this is a pretty short episode. I just wanted to get this out just because there's been like three or four pieces of news dropped over the past few days, and I needed to get this out to just get my thoughts about the NFL out there. I love doing this, and it's a good practice for me. The one other piece of news that I forgot at the top here, Kenyon Drake reported to go to the Washington Redskins potentially, and that would make sense. Darius Kuyt, for as good as he's been in the flashes that he's shown, is not healthy ever, really, and that's kind of a problem. And I think the fact that the Redskins are going out and kind of experimenting with getting other pieces in there is good. I think the Redskins are a team. There's been some talk that they could maybe draft the quarterback. I don't disagree with that. I think you got to let Dwayne Haskins grow. I watched a lot of Dwayne Haskins down the stretch, and I thought he was good. He really showed improvement. I think it's worth seeing if he's made that jump in year two before you completely abandon him. And maybe if you draft a guy like Tua, maybe that is a perfect situation because Tua, as we heard from our good friend Eli Thornton, maybe a redshirt year is in order for Tua, and you sit him a year behind Haskins. Maybe Haskins blows up and you can trade him for a first round pick and more. But I don't necessarily agree with the Redskins going after a quarterback, but it does sound like, and the larger point here is the fact that the Redskins are basically redoing their whole offense outside of maybe Terry McLaurin. It sounds like they are completely starting from scratch on the offensive side of the ball with Ron Rivera now, and it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But I'd expect them suddenly, with a little bit of cap space, to be able to be one of the more aggressive teams in free agency. So, with that, I will let you all go. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week. Thank you very much. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. Follow me on Twitter at Eric18Ethan. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.